Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his grandmother's presence lingered long after her passing, reminding them all that she was watching.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, would you share it with us? You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Or if you'd rather write it in, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you get the advanced episodes and access to the archive, but no commercials. And you can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. You can go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. And Kathy Gordon is with me.
Yeah, I am. And I would like to hear you do your impression of the Kristen Wiig character soup.
What impersonation? I don't know what you're talking about. That's okay. I think it's
soup.
when she's one-upping everybody in that one character, but whatever. And she's like, oh, we're making soup. Well, I made soup for the Beatles in the White Era. The White Album era. But they liked it. They really liked it. It was really good. The Beatles liked it. I don't know what that is. I don't know why I started talking like that before Kathy and I started recording. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
You know, you guys, but I just can't stand that you made soup for the Beatles during their White Album.
I did. They really liked it. Not as much
they liked it.
They didn't like the soup as much as Rolling Stones. But the lady that sang in Gimme Shelter, she liked the soup. She liked it more than you. But that's okay. I don't know why I'm talking like her today.
I don't know.
I don't know where it comes from. Maybe I'm just tired. Well, I'm just excited because after I finish recording this, I'm going to Walmart. Yeah. That's always so fun.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Well, and it's a double whammy. My dog and my cats are out of food. There's no choice.
Okay, well, there's nothing for it.
And the kind that my dog likes is at the Walmart. So I have to go.
So you must.
But it's a Friday afternoon, so it's better than going tomorrow.
So, oh, yeah. Don't do that. Mm, oh, goodness.
It's just dangerous.
Yeah.
So here is our story. And it says, I grew up in a small town just south of St. Louis, and every summer my family would visit Branson. Woo-woo! I loved the energy of that place, the lights, the music, the buzz of fire. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of you know, all of the acts like Yakov Smirnoff, whatever they had there at Branson. Oh, because they have some pretty cheesy acts there, actually.
They do.
When I was around 10 or 11, my grandparents would babysit my sisters and me while our parents worked. At the time, my great-grandmother had recently moved in with them. She was a sweet, no-nonsense woman, but kids being kids, we couldn't resist annoying her. We'd spy on her, play too loud during her favorite shows or programs, as our grandmother used to say. Mm-hmm. My programs. Things that, looking back, I regret. She was patient with us, though. A kind soul, even when we didn't deserve it. Not long after I turned 12, she passed away from a heart attack right there in my grandparents' living room. It was sudden, and I remember the heavy silence in the house afterward. It was like the air had changed. A couple of years later, my parents went out of town to celebrate their anniversary, leaving us kids with my grandparents for the week. That night, I was lying in bed, struggling to fall asleep. My sisters were on the floor, giggling and whispering until they too drifted off. The room had settled into that heavy stillness of the late hours. Then from the corner of my eye, a shape started to form, a faint, shimmering outline like the air was bending. That's interesting. It became clear, taking the shape of a woman. I froze as the figure stepped into the room. It looked exactly like my great-grandmother, down to her posture and the way she walked. She didn't seem angry, just there, watching. Slowly, she turned toward me and my sisters. I panicked, pulling up the blanket over my face, and I couldn't bring myself to move, and eventually I must have passed out from sheer exhaustion. The next morning, my youngest sister brought it up casually at breakfast. "I saw someone last night," she said. "It looked like Grandma." My stomach dropped. I brushed it off at the time, thinking she was just trying to be spooky, but to this day, more than a decade later, she still swears she saw the same thing I did. Years passed, life moved on, but that house never felt quite the same. 4 years ago, my grandma, the one I was closest to, suffered a heart attack in that same house. She passed away 3 days later in the hospital, and losing her shattered me in ways I wasn't prepared for. Afterward, the family gathered at my grandpa's house to sort through pictures for her funeral. As we laughed and cried over old memories, someone pulled out a goofy picture of Grandma. "She'd hate this," someone joked. My grandma had always been self-conscious, and the thought of that photo on display would have mortified her. The second we mentioned it, the lights flickered twice. It wasn't the house's usual flickering. It felt deliberate, and we did not use the picture. A few years later, I moved to Syracuse for work, but every now and then I'd visit my grandpa back home. One night, I brought my girlfriend to dinner there, and afterward, Grandpa asked me to give her a tour of the house. "Show her everything," he said with a grin. Now, my grandpa's house is always sweltering hot, no matter the time of year, but as we walked through the rooms, we reached what had once been my great-grandma's bedroom, and the temperature dropped like a stone. The room was ice cold, not just chilly, it was freezing. My girlfriend grabbed my arm. "Do you feel that?" she whispered. I nodded. We didn't stay in that room long. To this day, I can't shake the feeling that something or someone is still in that house watching and waiting. That's from Tim. Maybe just watching. Maybe it is Grandma. She's just keeping her eye on everybody.
Yeah, I think it's possible, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That she's there.
And Grandpa's still there, so I could see her being attached to that house and to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she watched out for them so much, by the sounds of it, that she was a real important part of their life. That, you know, I just don't think that connection just breaks. Do you?
I do not at all.
I think it's still there. And I think that most definitely you've got a guardian angel.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I don't think, like, the temperature dropping like that, like, I think that was some kind of sign from Grandma.
I do too.
I do think that was a sign from Grandma right then when they're showing a really bad picture and everybody's like, "Oh, she'd hate that." And then the lights flicker. Mm-hmm, that's Grandma.
Yeah, I'd totally do that too. If you guys are going to put a bad picture of me up at the funeral.
You would swat that right out of my damn hands. You'd be like, "I do not think so." Oh, funny,
I'll
Carol.
Just come back and haunt you every night, you know, and let you know. But I thought that, to me, the kind of creepy part was the great-grandmother whose shadow just kind of developed.
And it's kind of like great grandma was watching them and grandma. Or maybe it's just only great grandma's still watching.
Well, possible. But I just think the way he described it was so, I just hadn't heard anybody say that, that this shadow sort of developed into their shape. Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of stepped into the room.
You know, maybe it is great grandma, because when they got to the great grandma's room, that's where the temperature dropped.
Yeah.
So maybe it is just the great grandma.
Maybe it is. Uh-huh.
And she's watching him. She's like, I'm watching you.
I just think that, God. Well, and then the next morning, before Tim could say anything, I don't know if he was actually going to say anything, but before he did, the sister's like, I saw.
Yeah, which kind of validates night. What you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Because why mm-hmm. would she have brought that up?
Because he didn't even know mm-hmm. his sister saw it till she said it. And then it was like, oh, geez, that was true.
The one thing that would bother me is that, you know, I would like to think our loved ones have passed on, and like, especially great grandma, you know, you want her to be at peace. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can pass on. But right after she passed away, I could definitely see how that you might have woken up in the middle of the night. You know, she wants to mm-hmm. check on everybody, and I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do this story. Here's a caller.
Hey, guys. This is Ashley calling out of Philadelphia, Mississippi. Have a couple of ghost stories that you might seem interesting to you. Pretty terrifying, might add. I'll make it quick as I can. First one has to do with my mom. Back in the early 60s, her father was a pastor of a church, a small church. If you've ever been to the South, you know there's a pretty much a church on every corner. Anyway, getting back to the story, her and her brother would they had a habit of going to the church that was across the street from her dad's house, the pastor, and they would always go over there and play church, you know, as most kids do. This particular day, I guess my mom, she was probably 11. Her younger brother was probably 8, 9 years old. When they got to the steps of the church, they heard a Now, keep in mind, this is a one-room church. When you walk in these old churches, the churches are just one room. You know, maybe a restroom at the at the front of the foyer or whatever, but it's only one room. When they got to the steps before they walked into the church, they heard a loud choir playing. So, you know, they looked at each other and, you know, confusion because choir, this was on like a Monday, you know, no choir practice, no church going on. Anyway, when they opened the door, they could still hear the music, beautiful choir playing. When they opened the door, they walked in. To their astonishment, no one was there. They opened the door, the music stopped, the organ stopped, piano stopped, the singing stopped. They looked at each other, their knees got weak, they fell on the ground in fear. They couldn't even move. My mom and brother, my uncle, however, to this day, you know, they say that they couldn't even move. Their legs went limp. They fell on the ground, like they fell on their face and crawled out of the church, crawled all the way because they had no strength in their legs. I guess out of fear or something, crawled all the way back to the parsonage, which is, you know, the pastor's house, of course, which was about 50 yards. They had to crawl all the way back. Now to this day, they will swear on it and really don't like to talk about it. Getting on to my next story real fast, a friend and I, 3 or 4 years ago, we were watching the movie 30 Days of Night. And on one of the scenes of the movie, the vampire, you know, well, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but it's terrifying. Anyway, the vampire was holding one of the men up by the throat, and he said, "Where is your God?" You know, in some creepy vampire voice. And the moment that he said that, there was the loudest crash that you have ever heard in your life in my living room. And we were in a room in what I call my man cave. Loudest crash, man. And he looked at me and said, "What the hell was that?" It sounded like a sledgehammer hitting the wall. At the same time, a cat screamed outside of our house, and the street light blew. All right, that's my story. You guys talk about it. Hope it's on one of your episodes. Love you guys. Bye.
I think that's so weird. Like, the whole church thing, that is so creepy that they heard all that. But I've never heard of, like, the story itself, creepy. You hear the music, you open the door, there's nothing. But it's the weird part about them not being able to walk after that.
I thought the same thing. Like, I've not heard that. Have you? I've never had any. All the stories you and I've done, I've never heard. We've definitely had sleep paralysis or people that were frightened and have a hard time just moving. You know, they're kind of stuck. But this seemed different than that to me. This was like their strength had been taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just didn't even have the strength to stand up.
Yeah.
So it felt very different. And I don't know where to put it. Like, I'm trying to decide where that, what it fits into as far as, it seems like a holy thing, right? With a church choir. It seems sacred to me. Like, would it be more of a spiritual, you know, experience with God?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's very interesting.
Somehow, it just feels more that direction to me than anything evil or, you know, it almost feels more spiritual.
Kind of the Holy Spirit came, yeah.
You know? Like, God was commanding this.
Yeah.
Though the one thing I did have to laugh was, we used to play church all the time. As kids, you know, my mom would clean the church and we would go help her. But when there would come something that we didn't have anything going to do for her, we'd go upstairs and to the pulpit and we'd, you know, pretend like we were preaching and, you know, the other siblings were sitting in the, you know, pews.
This one's for you, Carol.
So it would make me laugh. So it made me laugh when he was talking about that because we so used to do that too. And, you know, our grandparents had an old produce market and we'd go in the market and we'd be weighing old gourds and selling them and things, you know. So it made me laugh that way. But look, it just feels very spiritual to me.
It could be.
I'm just going to go with this was more of a holy spiritual presence that did this. I don't feel that there was something evil there at all. I don't. Now, what do you think about the vampire movie?
I don't know about that one. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, the street light blew. I'm assuming somehow that that light shone into the room, and that's how they knew it blew at that time.
Yeah, if you have a street light nearby, yeah.
Yeah, and so somehow it's, you know, it's doing that. And then there's this really loud crash. I myself have heard loud crashes in my house before that are unexplained and never could find anything wrong that, you know, that anything had fallen or there was any damage to the house or anything in any way, shape, or form. It is odd that it all happened right at that moment in the movie when the vampire says, "Where's your God?"
Yeah.
You know, that kind of... Now, could it just be a coincidence?
It could.
I suppose. It doesn't feel very coincidental.
But I would prefer thinking it's a coincidence. you know, like that really happening. Like there's something dark out there trying to get my attention. So I would just, to live with it, I would just go, it was the weirdest coincidence.
It is a very weird coincidence. But once again, let's take the opposite approach. Could it have been something spiritual? Like, where is your God? And the second they say it, there's a crash.
Right
God
here.
God is responding.
I'm here.
Yeah. Here I am. Boom. Knock out the light. You know, I'm not sure about the cat, but I'm just thinking maybe once again, what we're sensing here is more of a holy experience as opposed to anything evil.
It could be.
I'm going holy on both.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's a good perspective.
Okay.
So here's another story, and it's from Beth, who lives in New Jersey. Says, I've always been a true believer in ghosts, though I've only had a couple of experiences with them myself. This story, however, isn't about a ghost exactly. It's about something far stranger, an earth spirit. I'm intrigued.
Me too.
It happened in March of 2015, and even now it sends a chill down my spine. That night, my husband was out of town. I was home with my two sons. The three of us were lying on my bed talking about our cat, who I just put to sleep a week before. My youngest son, who was 12 at the time, mentioned seeing the cat's ghost upstairs. I had seen glimpses of her myself, those fleeting moments when you catch a shadow or feel something brush past you. After our conversation, it was bedtime. My boys headed down the 6-foot hallway to their room, leaving me alone in the dark. The house fell silent. I settled into bed, ready to sleep, but as soon as I closed my eyes, I felt something. Something standing next to my bed. The presence was so strong, it felt like I could reach out and touch it, though I didn't dare. I couldn't see anything in the dim light, but in my mind's eye, an image formed. It wasn't human. It was short, maybe 3 feet tall, with long arms that dragged on the floor and a round head with a twisted, mean face. Its mouth was jagged and full of sharp, uneven teeth. It looked like some sort of goblin draped in what I can only describe as ghostly, tattered sheets. The fear gripped me. I called out to my kids, asking if one of them would come sleep with me, but there was no answer, just the silence. I pulled the blankets over my head, my heart pounding. Great, I muttered to myself. Guess I'll have to deal with this alone. Somehow, after what felt like hours, I finally drifted off. The next morning, I told my boys about what had happened, and that's when my oldest son dropped a bombshell. He said that the night before, as he left my room, he had the distinct feeling that something was staring at him through the hole in our bedroom wall. I don't like that. So, in parentheses, yes, there's a hole in our wall. Our house is always under some kind of construction. This particular hole connects our bedroom to the bathroom closet. He described what he had seen, a creature with a big round head, gnarled mouth, and gruesome jagged teeth. My stomach turned as he spoke. It matched what I had seen in my mind the night before, right down to the expression on its face. He said it was brownish green, though I hadn't noticed a color. That day, I couldn't shake the feeling of dread. Every time I entered my bedroom, chills ran down my spine. The air felt heavy and wrong, especially near that side of the bed. The next night, it happened again. By morning, I was desperate for answers. I contacted a psychic friend of mine and begged her for a reading, and she agreed to see me right away. She told me it was an earth spirit, something ancient and tied to the land. She said it wasn't there to harm me, but it didn't belong in my home. The kicker, she said I'd likely brought it in myself. Thinking back, I realized she might be right. In the months leading up to that night, I'd suffered a string of losses. My cat, two of my chickens to predators, a pond full of fish that froze over during the winter. My grief had been overwhelming. The psychic suggested that my devastation could have been like an open door to this unwelcome visitor. Then she drew the creature she sensed in my home. It was identical to both what I had seen and my son. That night, I took action. I cleansed every inch of my house with Palo Santo wood that the psychic had given me. I performed Reiki on every corner of the room, focusing especially on my bedroom, and I didn't stop until I felt the energy shift. I haven't seen the creature since, but something, the memory, creeps back into my mind, and I wonder, what if it's still out there? It was a terrifying experience, and I hope to never go through anything like it again. Thank you for listening. That is so strange. And where did she say where she lived?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. That's what I was thinking. Because I did a grave talks with this guy, and he had a word for it, and I'd never heard it. And it was like, and it started with a P. And it was kind of like that, little gnomy type of creatures. And that's really what they said too, like these earth spirits. It was funny because I'd never heard it, and I guess it could happen anywhere, but it was, gosh, it'll hit me later. It was a weird name, and I think it started with a P, but it sounds like that.
It sounds exactly like that. And the fact that her son saw it too. Like at first, I was just going to say, you know, thinking it's just her. I think sometimes we project appearances on spirits. Does that make sense? So that we can internalize it, that we actually can say, okay, you know, there's just this spirit here, but maybe we can just put a look on it so that we can somehow, you know, process it. But that is not the case here because her son saw mm-hmm. it too and described the same thing.
So it's a pugwudgie. I knew I would find it. And it says their curious little cryptids appear in the folklore of numerous Algonquin peoples. May look like a porcupine from the back and a troll from the front. They may possess faces that, while keeping their pure oval shape, somehow resemble each and every animal. So I don't know if that's kind of what they saw.
Sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
But that's so funny. But I'd never heard of a pugwudgie.
That is fascinating.
Small troll-like creatures.
One more thing to worry about.
But I don't think in Kansas we have pugwudgies. Now, you're in Oregon, so I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to do your own research.
I think the Algonquin are connected to the Northeast, though.
Yeah, I don't think they are your way.
I don't.
But maybe there's some other Native American.
We have Sasquatch here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got that.
Yeah, I could wake up in the night and see Sasquatch, I guess.
Which is just what I wanted as a kid. I was so fascinated by it.
It is fascinating, right?
I don't want to see it, but I just knew I was going to one day. I still haven't. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.